two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 546, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
aggravated assault charges against the Salt Lake City canine officer. The DA says the officer let his dog attack an African-American man who was complying. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, college basketball has a start date. The NCAA says Division I men's and women's teams will tip off Thanksgiving weekend. But not the Pac-12. It's postponed all sports till at least January 1st. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
A new crash with injuries on 126 South. This is in the Riverton-Harriman area at about 4500 West. Heavy delays continue northbound Highway 89 from just after the I-15 split up to Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky skies, hot temperatures, and the trend looks to stick around for another day or two. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 89 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Another episode in this ongoing pandemic drama, testifying under oath to a Senate panel. CDC Director Robert Redfield said a COVID vaccine would probably be ready in late 2021. Hours later, President Trump claimed a vaccine would be coming as early as next month and added this.
I believe that if you ask him, he would probably say that he didn't understand the question.
Now, minutes ago, Redfield's spokesman saying the CDC head is rescinding his response on a vaccine timeline. New statement says he believes 100% in a COVID vaccine and that the best defense currently are mitigation efforts, wearing a mask, washing hands, social distancing, and being careful about crowds. Tropical Storm Sally dumping rain by the foot onto parts of Florida. Hundreds of people needing rescue. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano in Pensacola.
In Escambia County, Florida, more than 150 people rescued from one neighborhood alone. Civilian Samaritans joining the effort in Santa Rosa County.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth for the first time. We're getting to hear what the lone suspect in the disappearance of Susan Powell was saying to his family when he was being wiretapped. This is new information being released today in a bonus episode of the KSL podcast, Cold. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has this in-depth look.
What are you writing?
Mommy is a beautiful.
Josh Powell recorded videos of his sons, Charlie and Braden, to show the public and court officials what a great dad he was.
Susan is beautiful.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, investigators monitoring phone calls related to the disappearance of Susan Powell late in the summer of 2011 heard a very different Josh Powell. 9 years after those secretly wiretapped calls, we finally have an idea of what police heard.
They are sealed court records, sort of like any other sealed record. So they're disclosed to the judge, but not open to the public.
University of Utah law professor Matthew Toxin explained to us the Fourth Amendment typically protects the average American from this kind of invasion of privacy. Police have to have a really compelling reason to seek permission to listen in.
Typically, they're confined to cases that are serious, like, you know, like this investigation.
Cold gained access to the wiretap records for the very first time this summer. They reveal Josh Powell and his family spent hours trying to sway media coverage of the investigation and public opinion about Susan herself. They also reveal the efforts Josh Powell took to show himself as a loving father.
Don't you boys dip your feet in the water. Brandon, don't step in the water.
While in the wiretaps, police heard him bragging about how he had coached his sons to swear and telling the young boys their grandparents, Susan's mom and dad, were abusive. Retired Detective Ellis Maxwell may have been talking about these very conversations when he cryptically testified earlier this year in a wrongful death case involving Charlie and Braden Powell.
So, yeah, the environment within the home was just concerning to me because of, and there's other stuff I can't discuss that's protected.
Now we know much more about what that environment actually was. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
All episodes of Cold, along with this bonus episode, are available to subscribe to and listen free at thecoldpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. KSL News Time 550 Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Ricky, how's the tail end of the rush?
It's pretty rough out there, especially in Davis County. But in Salt Lake County, we do have emergency crews on the scene of a crash with injuries. This is eastbound I-80 as you're approaching the State Street exit ramp. The ramp, you can access it, but you've got to swing way left and come right back around because the lanes to get off at that ramp are blocked, as well as two right lanes of traffic on the main flow. It is backing traffic to the I-15 junction. And if you're headed northbound on I-15 wanting to exit to go eastbound I-80, those delays are now backing to about the 33rd South. Southbound I-15, that's jammed up between 53rd South and 90th South in Sandy. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad. We do have a crash with injuries, 126 South, 4500 West. Michelle?
Well, still working to clear this crash. This is northbound I-15 as you're approaching Pioneer Crossing. Again, it's off to the right. Seeing those delays back almost to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. If you're on Redwood Road in Utah County, that's also busy between Lehigh and Saratoga Springs. And we still have this crash. This is Highway 40 at River Road in Heber. Steve?
And a rough ride in Davis County. First off, northbound I-15. Davis County delays between Kaysville and Hill Air Force Base. Southbound I-15, thick and slow. Roy to Sunset got a crash at Center Street in Clearfield. Another crash just south of Antelope Drive on the right shoulder. Also, thick and slow traffic on northbound Highway 89 due to a crash at Button Hollow Road. Right lane closed. Expect traffic backups between Fruit Heights and Cherry Lane. And southbound 89 slow through Uinta between Harrison Boulevard and I-84. Schedule your free hearing exam and a risk-free trial of the latest hearing aid technology. Call My Hearing Centers, 801-701-1629, 701-1629. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast. Listen, it's Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, a nice day out there, and the trend looks to continue. It's warm. Temperatures in the low 90s. We're only a couple of degrees away from a record for the date. Now, tonight, 59 for the low, 93, mostly sunny and smoky on Thursday. Increasing clouds Friday with highs in the upper 80s ahead of a cold front that'll move in Friday night into early Saturday. That'll bring us some valley rain on Saturday and drop temperatures into the 70s. Overnight lows will be into the 50s, and it stays pretty close to average with sunshine for most of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 89 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
It ain't no joke, I like to buy the world a token. Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey, I know it's just a song.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at Wagonwell Lending Station. Refinance today at Rapid Refinance Mortgage Company, in business for over 12 weeks.
There are dozens of mortgage companies holding out their grabby hands and yelling with their yelly voices, trying to get your money.
Where else you gonna go?
Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, that's where. Because Loans by Rick is a real guy. Rick Kirschenbaum at Vintage Lending. So when you click loansbyrick.com, you're instantly in touch with someone who's been in the business for 20 years. Someone who knows that you don't want the loan or refinance process to be long and painful. Rick can usually get it done in 12 to 22 days. And Rick always stays in touch so you don't have to worry and wonder about being lost in the mortgage jungle. Rick can and will get you the historic low rates that you deserve. So if you're buying, refinancing, or just need some cash out of your home, where else are you going to go? LoansByRick.com or 801-809-SAVE or click LoansByRick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
We're chatting with Dr. Enoch Cox from My Hearing Centers. Enoch, hearing aids have changed.
You better believe they have. The technology we have today is 350% better than what we had just a few months ago.
So My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge.
We are actually able to help somebody with a moderate hearing loss hear better in challenging environments like restaurants and crowded places than somebody like me that has normal hearing.
So folks with moderate hearing loss can actually hear better in a crowd?
Absolutely right.
These are exciting. These will change lives.
I just had a patient the other day.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't been able to appreciate music for 20 years. And with these new hearing aids, her kids are now asking her, "Mom, why are you playing the music? We didn't even think you liked it." And one more thing, you can't even see them.
My Hearing Centers is looking for 25 people to take the 30-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 30 days. Take the 30-day challenge, get a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
Right now, here in the state of Utah, especially here along the Wasatch Front, we are at about the peak of the fall colors. It is gorgeous in all of the canyons. And as you drive up Parley's Canyon to Hotel Park City and the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse location, you'll not only have a wonderful meal with the best service ever, you're going to love that view looking out over the golf course and the drive up the canyon. That's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. And then, of course, there's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse available for us all right in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City at 275 South on West Temple. The food there is just beyond compare. And by the way, it's not just about steak, seafood, lamb, poultry. I had a friend tell me about the wonderful venison they served there the other night. Sometimes they have those specialty items. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the desserts, the side dishes, the entrees, the service. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Trust me on this. It'll be the best meal you have ever had.
We're watching Utah's money. A 67-million-year-old T-Rex skeleton is being auctioned off by Christie's next month. It's expected to go for $6 to $8 million. Just saying, great for Halloween, right? The Dow gained 36 points today, but the S&P lost 15. The Nasdaq tumbled, dropping 139 points. Now, KSL News Time 557 and Cougar Tracks on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars. KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
Is this week's postponement of the BYU game at Army signs of things to come for the Cougar football season amidst the COVID-19 pandemic? Head coach Kalani Sitake doesn't believe that, and he expects his team to be ready to play the next time they take the field against Troy on September 26th.
I think the goal is try to get our players back for that game, you know, and what we're doing this week and what we've done since we've got those positive tests and since last week, you know, is try to provide an environment so that we can get those guys back as soon as possible and get the whole team back.
BYU is conducting practices with small groups that consists of 10 to 15 players this week in hopes of being able to have the entire team practice together starting on Monday. For all the latest on BYU football, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.